News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Leaders of around 32 farmer unions observed a day-long hunger strike at Delhi's Singhu border on Monday to protest against the center's new farm reforms. The unions claimed that demonstrations were also held at various district headquarters across the country. The hunger strike began at 8 a.m. and ended at 5 p.m., even as talks with the government remained inconclusive. The union said more people are expected to join the ongoing agitation, which entered the third week. United Farmers Front said leaders also observed a two-minute silence over the alleged deaths of over 20 protesters at Delhi borders in the last 18 days. As protests continued, yet another delegation of farmers, led by All India Kisan Coordination Committee, met Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar to extend their support to the legislation. This is a fourth group of farmers to have extended their support to the laws in the past 2 weeks, news agency PTI reported. Led by its General Secretary Gunavat Patil Hungergaker, the AIKCC, which has presence in 28 states, submitted a representation to the minister seeking continuation of the three farm laws with some amendments. The previous groups were from Haryana and Uttarakhand. "We got to see the light of these laws after many years of struggle. We are aware that farmers protesting at Delhi borders are misled by some forces. We don't want such forces to take away the freedom the laws aim to give to farmers across the country," Patil said. Tomar said the government is engaging with farmer leaders to decide on the next date of talks. "The meeting will definitely happen. We are engaging with farmers," Tomar told PTI. "The government is ready for discussion anytime. The farmer leaders have to decide and convey when they are ready for the next meeting," he added. Tomar is leading the negotiations with 40 farmer unions along with Food Minister Piyush Goyal and MOS for Commerce and Industries Som Prakash. The previous five rounds of talks between the centre and 40 farmer unions leaders have remained inconclusive. Several locations in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh witnessed sub-zero minimum temperatures on Monday, while severe cold conditions prevailed in other northern states as the region braced for still colder days, with the IMD forecasting the mercury to slide further. In the national capital, which was swept by cold winds, the minimum temperature dropped to single digit to settle at 8.4 degrees Celsius, down from 11.5 degrees Celsius on Sunday. The maximum temperature also dropped to 19.4 degrees Celsius, four notches below normal, and the lowest so far this month. The India Meteorological Department in a bulletin said minimum temperatures over most parts of northwest India are expected to fall by 3 to 5 notches during the next 4 days, leading to colder weather conditions still. Large parts of North India are already witnessing foggy conditions. However, no significant change has been forecast over most parts of central and east India during the next 2 to 3 days, but it can fall by up to 4 notches thereafter, the IMD said. The Weather Department also said severe cold conditions were observed on Monday in many pockets over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi, the epicenter of the ongoing farmers' protest against the new agriculture-related laws. The Electoral College gave Joe Biden a solid majority of its votes on Monday, confirming his victory in last month's election in state-by-state voting that took on added importance this year because of President Donald Trump's refusal to concede he lost. California's 55 electoral votes put Biden over the top, clearing the 270-vote mark that affirmed he will be the nation's next president. Heightened security was in place in some states as electors met on the day established by federal law. Electors cast paper ballots in gatherings that took place in the 50 states and the District of Columbia, with masks, social distancing and other virus precautions the order of the day. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6 joint session of Congress, over which Vice President Mike Pence will preside. There was little suspense and no change, as all the electoral votes allocated to Biden and Trump in last month's popular vote went to each man. When all the votes are in, Biden was expected to have 306 to 232 for Trump. Biden topped Trump by more than 7 million in the popular vote nationwide. "In this battle for the soul of America, democracy prevailed," Biden said in remarks prepared for an evening speech. We the people voted, faith in our institutions held, the integrity of our elections remains intact. And so, now it is time to turn the page, to unite, to heal. Biden renewed his campaign promise to be a president for all Americans, whether they voted for him or not, and said the country has hard work ahead on the virus and economy. But there was no concession from the White House, where Trump has continued to make unsupported allegations of fraud. Trump remained in the Oval Office long after the sun set in Washington, calling allies and fellow Republicans while keeping track of the running Electoral College tally, according to White House and campaign aides. The president frequently ducked into the private dining room of the Oval Office to watch on TV, complaining that the cable networks were treating it like a mini-election night while not giving his challenges any airtime. The president had grown increasingly disappointed with the size of Stop the Steal rallies across the nation, as well as efforts for the GOP to field its own slates of electors and states. A presidential wish for a fierce administration defense led to TV appearances early on Monday by Stephen Miller, one of his most ferocious advocates, to try to downplay the importance of the Electoral College vote and suggest that Trump's legal challenges would continue all the way to Inauguration Day on January 20. Gmail and a host of other Google services faced disruptions on Monday evening, and the tech major is in the process of fully restoring the services. The company, which faced a similar outage in August this year, is yet to specify a reason for the outage. In an update on the Google Workspace status dashboard, Google said Gmail service has already been restored for some users, and we expect a resolution for all users in the near future. Please note this time frame as an estimate and may change. At around 17:25 hours, Google had said it was aware of a problem with Gmail affecting a majority of users and that the affected users are unable to access Gmail. As per the dashboard, other Google services like Google Calendar, Google Drive, Google Docs, and Google Meet have also been affected. Down Detector, which detects outages and interruptions on networks, also showed that services like YouTube, Google's video platform, and Gmail were facing disruption. Netizens turned to Twitter to express their emotions, ranging from frustration to being amused, and hashtag Google became a trending topic with over 1.29 million tweets. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com, and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.